Romans chapter 4. Sermons by Paul C. Jong. Sermon 3. Righteous people who live by believing the word of God. Romans chapter 4, verses 18 through 24. Who, contrary to hope, in hope believed, so that he became the father of many nations, according to what was spoken, so shall your descendants be. And not being weak in faith, he did not consider his own body, already dead, since he was about 100 years old, and the deadness of Sarah's womb. He did not waver at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strengthened in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully convinced that what he had promised, he was also able to perform. And therefore, it was accounted to him for righteousness. Now it was not written for his sake alone that it was imputed to him, but also for us. It shall be imputed to us who believe in him who raised up Jesus our Lord from the dead. Abraham's faith, the forefather of faith. Today, we will look at the word of Romans chapter 4, verse 18 to 24 together. Abraham, at the age of 75, left Ur of the Chaldeans, that is, his hometown, relatives, and father's house, and set out on a journey following the guidance of God. One day, God appeared to him and told him to look at the stars in the sky, and promised that he would make his descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky, and Abraham believed that word exactly as it was. Because he hoped and believed against hope, he soon became the forefather of faith. Because he did not doubt God's promise, he gained a child and finally became the forefather of a nation. At that time, Abraham was already an old man, and his wife Sarah also had long ceased having menstruation, so she was in a body that could no longer bear a child. Even so, God personally appeared and promised, I will give you a child through your wife and make them as numerous as the stars in the sky. And Abraham believed that word exactly as it was. It was something that could not possibly be hoped for by human reason, but because he believed that God would do it, it became true faith. True faith is exactly this kind of thing. Even if it looks completely impossible to our eyes, holding on to and relying on the word that God has spoken is exactly faith. It seems like it will not work by human thoughts, but believing it exactly as it is because God has spoken it, that is true faith. What is faith? Therefore, the Bible defines faith like this. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. If I have found what I hope for within the word that God has promised, we just need to believe it. Faith is the evidence of things not seen with the eyes of the flesh. Even if it is not seen by my eyes right now, if it is what God has spoken, it means it will surely be fulfilled. When we pray to God, if that prayer is seeking a good thing that does not go against God's will, we just need to seek and also believe. This is exactly faith. If someone asks, "What is faith?" it is enough to answer, "Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." If I were to explain it by unpacking it, there would be no end, but to summarize, it is so. It means that if you believe and hope for what God has spoken, it is practically fulfilled. The test of Mount Moriah, faith toward God who raises the dead. Abraham finally gained Isaac by believing the word God spoke to him. However, after that, he had to pass the greatest test of his life. One day, God suddenly appeared and spoke, "Abraham, take your son Isaac and go to Mount Moriah and offer him to me as a burnt offering." This was a command that gave a great shock to Abraham. He was telling him to offer as a burnt offering the very child he had gained by faith, because he had earlier said he would give him a son. If he were a person who did not believe the word of God, he would not have been able to overcome his anger on the spot and would have resented God. He might have argued, "What kind of God is this God who gives and then takes away?" However, Abraham was different. He thought like this: God clearly said he would give me a son through my body, and promised to make his descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky. Even if I offer Isaac as a burnt offering, God will be able to raise him again from the dead. With this faith, he went up to Mount Moriah to offer the burnt offering. Because it was the son God had given, he believed that even if he offered him, God would surely raise him. Thus, he obeyed to the point of taking that son to Mount Moriah, binding him, and putting him on the altar. However, at the very moment he was about to lay his hand on his son, God stopped him, saying, "Abraham, do not lay your hand on the lad." Abraham offered his son by faith, and received his son back by faith. Everyone, you must know that believing in God is exactly this kind of thing. Is God visible to our eyes? He is not visible. However, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. It is believing even if it is not visible. When we look at this amazing created world that God has made, we can know that He is alive. And even if He is not visible, we come to accept Him with our hearts. When that happens, that God is truly alive inside our hearts. Abraham went through many tests during his journey of faith, but he resolved all those tests by faith, and his faith was finally acknowledged as righteousness before God. We who are accounted as righteous, those who believe in Him who raised Jesus. Look at the word of verses 23 to 24 of the main text once again. Now it was not written for His sake alone that it was imputed to Him, but also for us. It shall be imputed to us who believe in Him who raised up Jesus our Lord from the dead. There is a very important truth here, that faith by which Abraham was accounted as righteous does not apply only to one person of the old days, but applies exactly to us today as well. If so, by believing, what are we accounted as righteous? The main text speaks clearly, namely, us who believe in Him who raised up Jesus our Lord from the dead are accounted as righteous. Everyone, how did Jesus our Lord resolve our sins once and for all? He had all the sins of this world transferred to Him once and for all by receiving baptism from John the Baptist at the Jordan River. In Matthew chapter 3, verse 15, Jesus received baptism saying, "For thus it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness." And the next day, John the Baptist testified, pointing to Him, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." John chapter 1, verse 29. And while bearing all the sins of the world that He took upon Himself, Jesus received all the judgment for those sins by shedding blood on the cross and died, and rose again from the dead on the third day. The Apostle John testified regarding this: "This is He who came by water and blood, Jesus Christ." 1 John chapter 5, verse 6. Namely, our Lord came to this world by baptism and the cross, and resolved our sin problem once and for all by water and blood. This is exactly the gospel of the water and the Spirit. Just as Abraham believed in God, who would be able to raise his child even from among the dead, we also must believe in that God who raised Jesus from among the dead. And we must believe the truth that He took charge of all our sins once and for all by water and blood. That is exactly the way to be accounted as righteous. God's promise fulfilled by faith. Abraham gained a child by faith, and gained descendants by faith. He begot Isaac, Isaac begot Jacob, and Jacob begot 12 sons, coming to form the nation of Israel today. The traces of Abraham's faith remain in various places around the world, even at this time. The reason I deliver this word today is not merely to inform you of the historical facts that happened to Abraham. What I truly want to deliver to you is this. It is that we must rightfully live by believing in the righteousness of God. We must seek from Him by believing in the righteousness of God. We must preach the gospel of the water and the Spirit to the whole world by faith, and we must follow the will of God by faith. If we do not have the faith believing in the righteousness of God, how could we live following Him? In this place, there will be those who have received the removal of sins, and there will also be those who have not yet received the removal of sins. I speak especially to those who have received the removal of sins. There must be faith believing the Word of God. If there is no faith, you cannot receive any fulfillment before God. There must be faith to receive fulfillment before God. There must be faith to follow the Lord, and there must be faith to preach the gospel to the whole world. Those without faith and those with faith. A person without faith is like dry kindling, being completely dried up, so that when the wind blows once, it just flies away somewhere. That is exactly the appearance of a person without faith. Also, it is like the chaff that remains and flies away in the wind after milling rice at the mill. If one does not have faith believing in God, one ends up becoming such a person. Therefore, we who believe must hope and believe even in the midst of being unable to hope, just like Abraham. Because Abraham hoped and believed in the midst of being unable to hope, he became the forefather of faith, received the fulfillment of his desires before God, and because he held on to what God had spoken until the end, he saw the accomplishment of the promise. We too must have this kind of true faith. When we go forward harboring a desire in our hearts, difficulties may also approach. Even though we have believed and followed God, our circumstances might rather become more difficult. However, if we hold on to the Word of God until the end, harbor that desire until the end, and earnestly pray by faith, God Himself will fulfill it exactly according to that faith we believe. Therefore, faith is extremely important to us. If there is no faith, we will end up being disappointed and giving up midway. If we only look at human circumstances regarding the work of believing in the Lord and preaching the gospel of the water and the Spirit to the whole world, that work seems completely impossible. However, what happens if we have faith? We come to clearly believe that preaching the gospel to the whole world is the Lord's will. The Lord Himself promised, "I will preach this gospel through you," and said that God will surely fulfill this work. Since God has spoken like that, how could it not be fulfilled? A person who believes that even if there are difficulties, the gospel will be preached to the whole world, and God will surely fulfill that work, will practically be used and will practically fulfill God's work. If it begins by faith, it is fulfilled by faith. Faith holding on to the written word. When we firmly hold on to the written word of God, we finally reach the faith that believes that word. Because God is the one who personally fulfills what we believe, seek, and desire in our hearts, this faith is extremely important. The reason the Bible considers Abraham's faith as the very best is exactly here. When God spoke, Abraham believed that word exactly as it was. If so, how does he speak to us living in the New Testament era? In the New Testament era, God speaks to us through this written word. He does not appear directly with a voice saying Abraham, like in the Old Testament era, but makes his will known through this written word of the Bible. Through the written word of God, we know the will of God, and by believing that word, we reach the faith of following God. Especially, the most important written word we must believe today is exactly the word concerning the gospel of the water and the Spirit. That truth that Jesus took upon himself all the sins of the world by receiving baptism at the Jordan River, Matthew chapter 3, verse 15. That truth that he took charge of all the judgment of those sins with blood on the cross. That truth that he rose again from the dead on the third day. We must believe all these words exactly as they are. The one who holds on to this written word is accounted as righteous and lives the life of a righteous person. This faith is truly needed constantly in all our lives. Without faith, there is absolutely no way to navigate through. Because we believe we can live. Because we believe it is fulfilled. And even if a problem arises, because we believe, that problem is resolved. Because we believe in God, we come to pray. And because we believe the Word of God, we boldly challenge with that word and receive the resolution to all the problems of life. Everyone, in the heart of a person who has received the removal of sins, there must certainly be faith believing in God. Therefore, I hope you examine yourselves to see if you have that faith. You must see if there is even faith the size of a mustard seed in your heart. And if there is not, you must newly have believing faith. If you do not even have that, you must gain true faith by holding on to the written word and relying on that word. Faith the size of a mustard seed, small but living faith. In the Bible, the word concerning faith the size of a mustard seed appears. The Lord spoke to the disciples, "If you believe and pray, even if you tell this mountain to be lifted up and moved over there, it will be moved." Continuing, he said, "Even if you have faith only the size of a mustard seed, I will listen to your prayers and fulfill them according to that faith." There may be some who have absolutely no faith in their hearts and do not even know well what faith is. What should such a person do? You must have the faith that holds on to this written word. If you do so, faith the size of a mustard seed will arise, and by that faith the size of a mustard seed, you will reach true faith. Even if it is a very small faith, if it is clearly alive, you will receive fulfillment by faith, accomplish your desires by faith, and come to live before God by faith. What kind of thing is faith the size of a mustard seed? It is not a dead seed, but faith like a seed whose vitality is alive. It does not merely point to the size being small, but even if you only have a very small faith, if you hold on to the word of God and believe, it will be fulfilled according to that word and according to that faith. If you humanly have absolutely no faith, do not know well who God is, and cannot pray well either, hold on to the written word of God exactly as it is and believe. Then it will be fulfilled exactly as it is. Believing this word is exactly believing in God, and by believing the word, we become people of faith. Also, since all our desires are within this word, when we believe that word, we become those who receive fulfillment. Even if you were originally a person who had nothing to do with faith, if you are a born-again person, you must become a person who believes the Word of God, holds on to that Word, and runs forward by faith following God. Do not stop at merely knowing it with your head, but hold on to that Word with your heart. Firmly hold on to even a single verse. Holding on is extremely important. Abraham's patience that waited 25 years. A woman with an issue of blood heard the word that Jesus was passing by and went out to him. Jesus was passing by wearing a long outer garment, and that woman merely held the edge of his hem slightly. But by that one holding, she received release from her sickness. Everyone, these 66 books of the Bible are this vast. But if you can firmly hold on to even a single verse among them, that is enough. Hold on to the Word of God. When you hold on to the Word, only then does that Word become yours and become mine. Hold on, believe, and wait by faith. Abraham waited for as long as 25 years. A long time of 25 years passed until that word, which God promised that he would give him a child, was fulfilled. If we were in a situation like that, would we be able to endure it well? Life is 70 or 80 years at the longest, and if we are told to wait 25 years among that, there would be not a few people whose hearts would be broken midway. However, Abraham believed that word of promise until the day his life ended. This is Abraham's faith. That is, the faith that holds on to the word. At every critical moment of your life, you must have this kind of faith of the word, the faith that holds on to the word. When you hold on to the word and pray like that, faith the size of a mustard seed arises, and finally you become a person of faith. You will receive answers, receive fulfillment, and receive blessings. How about world missions? If we look with human eyes, it is truly gloomy. If there is no real faith, we can never handle it. However, if we challenge it by believing in God, that work is fulfilled by faith. There is an old proverb about striking a rock with an egg. It is a saying regarding a work that is completely impossible. However, if there is faith, we do it. If we believe in God, it works. Even if there is a world hundreds of thousands of times larger than this earth and this universe, if there is only faith, we can preach the gospel of the water and the Spirit to all those places. However, if there is no faith, we cannot preach the gospel even right in this neighborhood where we live. A life lived by faith. Everyone, we must rightfully live by faith. We must believe. We must have faith. We must believe the word of God. Everyone, believe that word exactly as it is. Abraham received the fulfillment of all his desires by believing the word that God spoke. He had no child, but gained a child, and he received the blessing God promised exactly as it was. He said he would give him the land of Canaan, and he said he would bless his descendants. Abraham believed that word exactly as it was, and received all fulfillments by faith. Everyone, our living is exactly living by faith. We do not live because we have something. Nor do we live because we possess something. Only because God exists, because the Word of God exists, and because we believe in that God, we live by faith. Therefore, faith is important, and we must certainly believe. The reason we must believe is exactly here. Even after receiving the removal of sins by believing in Jesus, the reason we must continue to live by faith is exactly here. I hope all of you firmly engrave the gospel of the water and the Spirit in your hearts, and live your lives by that faith.